Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
And today's date is January 28, 2021.
Saints, the world's in turmoil. Most still don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin in the world and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. If you have an emergency, you need to call Dan on his cell, text him first, or call him and let him know, or text him and let him know you're going to call. That's how it goes. And then call him at 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. You can always find the breaking news and updates about the Wichita Mission Church in the radio program archives, and all of our contact information is on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Okay, folks, we're a national satellite radio program with simulcast live on an international YouTube on some FM station. Pray about supporting airtime. We're not just a podcast. I know a lot of you people say, well, I love your podcast. Well, it's a radio archive that they call now a podcast, but this is a live radio program.
Let's thank our listener base in places worldwide like Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, Helsinki, Finland.
Helsinki.
Okay, Helsinki.
Well, it could be
Helsinki, or whatever, however you want to pronounce it. Finland, Calgary.
That I know, Calgary.
Calgary, Canada. I don't know if you need the A, B, I have Plano this time. We have Houston, Texas, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Atlanta, Georgia, and then Wichita, Kansas remains the largest group of listeners that listen to the podcast later tonight when it posts.
All right, folks, and there was a fellow that did email me this last week and told me that where he was hailing from, and it is a city we've already mentioned overseas. So hello to that person that did that, and if you have a mind to, you can email me at radio@messiahsbranch.org or send text to my phone. Let us know where you're hailing from. Follow us and share us on Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. I am fighting a battle over there. Anyway, now prayer. We'll get on with tonight's program. Your Heavenly Father, and you shall see his name. Father, I pray radio tonight. Will and our will, Father. And please give everybody out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh, in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. And before we get into it, we're going to have fun.
And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Luke 17:26.
Then the days of Noah keeps ringing in my ear. People laugh and scoff when they hear the end is near. They go right on with building, not giving God a thought. Getting about the flood, in anger he once fought. The spirit of old Noah is alive and well today, telling them of Jesus, that he's the only way. But of money and how to get some more. But little do they realize God's closing up the door. Soon the door will close, and when they hear it slam, their riches will be all for naught and their soul forever damned.
Program, and believe me, it is in the days of Noah. Things are getting really bad, and people don't understand. They're still out there waiting, and I've got many friends, whether it's on Facebook or email me or whatever, and they're wanting to know. They're looking for something to happen. They still have a feeling that Trump's going to come riding in on a white horse and save the day, but I don't see how, just a second. Okay. Anyway, so I don't see how, folks. Anyway, moving right along. Anyway, so I'm sorry, I had to adjust the volume there, but anyway, so folks are out there doing that, and you're waiting for something to happen. Let's just deal in reality. I know there's so many of these people that are false, that I don't really like to call them false prophets, but that they falsely prophesied that Trump would still be in office. And a lot of those guys, they haven't came forward and apologized. A couple of them have apologized and said that they prophesied it. You know, they did prophecy wrong. But many are trying to hang on to it. They don't want to let loose. But the reality of things is President Biden is President Biden. Yes, I believe he stole the election. Absolutely. But even Trump did concede. Trump even opened the office of the former president. Trump has decided that he's trying to work and help things make them better. But you have to accept that Biden's in there. If you accept that, then you'll be prepared for what's coming. If you don't accept it, you're not going to be ready for what's coming. And just to start off with this, we're expecting a police state. That's just part of the thing. Like today, a bulletin came out from Homeland Security warning Americans about violence by grievous-fueled domestic extremists, and this came from the Washington Post.
The Department of Homeland Security issued a warning Wednesday to alert the public about the growing threat of ideology-motivated violent extremists. Agitated about President Biden's inauguration and perceived grievances fueled by false narratives, DHS periodically issues such advisories through the National Terrorism Advisory System, but the warnings have typically been generated by concerns about attacks by foreign governments and radical groups, not domestic extremists. In a statement, the department said that the purpose of the new bulletin was to warn the people about a heightened threat environment across the U.S. United States, like it, that is likely to persist over the next coming weeks. The bulletin is a lesser status warning designed to alert the public about general risk rather than an imminent attack or specific threat.
Okay, stop. We'll stop a second right there. Now, see, they're emphasizing, this is part of the process, folks. Just like they're going after anybody that showed up in Washington, D.C. on the day of the so-called riot or whatever, they are focusing down on anybody that is anti-Biden. In fact, if you say that the election was a fraud, or like we're talking about, you might expect a visit. This police state is coming, and it's here. And if you do not listen to this, there are thousands of articles out there that's about this that conservatives are putting out, and even the leftists. The big deal is not to go see what the conservatives are saying, it's go see what the left is saying themselves. Yeah. That's how you know, by listening to the enemy, don't you think?
Exactly. My dad always taught us, keep your enemies close and you know what they're up to.
Right, absolutely. And it's just like, you know, if you have a theory about something and you have a point of view about something, the first thing you should do before you publicly state it is go out and look and see if you can disprove your own theory. That's called critical thinking, and critical thinking is how we do research. Otherwise, you guys just step into a mess. Let's go on and see what the rest of this report has to say.
Okay. DHS does not have any information to indicate a specific, credible plot. However, violent riots have continued in recent days, and we remain concerned that individuals frustrated with their exercise of governmental authority and the presidential transition, as well as other perceived grievances and ideology causes fueled by false narratives, could continue to mobilize a broad range of ideology-motivated actors to incite or commit violence, the statement read.
Okay, what that means, you know, by their chain of thought. And see, this is still pointing at the right because of false narrative. The false narrative that they're trying to make, if anybody says that the election was stolen and so on and so forth, then you are becoming an enemy, and they are marking you, and they are turning into a police state. That's what they're
because they don't want the truth to be known. They want you to shut up so you can't know the truth.
Right.
The truth is what they're calling the false narrative. They're the false narrative.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And now Homeland Security has people in charge that aren't pro-conservative. They're Biden appointees. So, you know, it has switched guns. Go ahead.
Okay, the new bulletin will remain in place through April 30th. It does not mention any specific right-wing or left-wing groups and instead describes the intensification of a broader agitation that built up over the past year. Throughout 2020, domestic violence extremists targeted individuals with opposing views engaged in First Amendment-protected nonviolent protest activity, the bulletin states. DVEs motivated by a range of issues, including anger over COVID-19 restrictions, the 2020 election results, and police use of force have plotted and on occasion carried out attacks against government facilities.
You know, it also added that it's concerned the same drivers to violence will remain through early 2021 in some. Now, a lot of them are emboldened by the January 6, 2020 breach of the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C. to target elected officials and government facilities. They saw in the Capitol left a police officer and four rioters dead. Now, listen, folks, that is the false narrative, because even those people that came in there, all the deaths were really caused by the police. I mean, like throwing the guy off of the wall, shooting somebody, and the one police officer died of a heart attack. And I'm not sure about what the other two that they're talking about, but those were all caused by the other side. And they let the people in, and we all know that. But the point is, they want to point out that they want to make the narrative that it was an insurrection. But yet, during remember when Justice Kavanaugh was put in, you know, and they had all that hatred going on for the Supreme Court. Well, they breached the inner sanctuary. They got right in where all the senators were, unlike in this instance they didn't, but they got right in where all the senators were and everything. They didn't call it an insurrection or any such sort and didn't get all this excited. But because they were Trump supporters, it was a planned thing.
Well, it was the end of what they had to have planned to get everybody's attention so they could finish up the coup and get Biden in the office.
Yeah,
because they were fixing ready to present evidence to stop the Electoral College vote, and that's how they did it. They got everybody's attention off of it and got Biden in office because they blamed Trump for causing a problem, which really he was still speaking 45 minutes away when they broke into the Capitol building. They couldn't even have made it to the Capitol building by the time Trump told them to go. They was already breaking in. When he's telling them to go, they were breaking in already. So he had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely correct on that. But folks, I really tell you, you need to slow down, and start paying attention to facts and just what all these people are saying. You need to use critical thinking on things, and just because somebody sends you an article and say, oh, that looks good, and repost it on Facebook, that doesn't. I mean, my box gets, I'm get so frustrated because my messenger box gets, they send so many articles every day. Oh, you need to see this one. And all of it is a bunch of malarkey. Things that are just made up or whatever, or wished for, have been circulating around. Slow down and pay attention to the facts. Now, here's a fact that you need to pay attention to. We're talking about the Department of Homeland Security. Okay, the Department of Homeland Security issued a natural terrorism advisory system bulletin warning on January 27th. That's what we're talking about. And it called for continuation of military occupation around government buildings and urged Americans to report suspicious online activity to law enforcement. So you need to slow down and watch who you're sending things, because they're telling your children and everybody else, hey, if they send you something that makes them look like an extremist, send it to us. We want to know about it. They're trying to get everybody to inform on everybody else. You tell me the police state ain't something, once you get marked, you'll be marked. Okay, read this.
This comes as the Army confirmed reports that thousands of troops will remain in Washington until mid-March.
Stop. Mid-March. See, they're prolonging it. They are turning it into a police state. Why do they need all them troops? It's already been proved they don't need them. The reason that they need all those troops is they are afraid of you, the people, rising up against them. And because they know that most people are dissatisfied and do not believe that Biden was legitimately in there. In fact, we've even seen reports now that are credible, that it looked like there may have been as many as 100 million people vote for President Trump.
Right. Okay. The DHS encourages state, local, tribal, and territorial Homeland Security partners to continue prioritizing physical security measures, particularly around government facilities, to protect people and critical infrastructure. The NTAS bulletin warning alleges a heightened threat of environment across the nation, which the DHS believes will persist for weeks following the mostly crowdless inauguration of Joe Biden, who was sworn in surrounded by 25,000 National Guard troops. Imagine that.
Imagine that.
Yeah, they're worried because they know they stole the election. They know why. I've seen one report that they had Italy had the results of the election the day of the election before the machines were seized, and Trump had 428 million votes and Biden had 128. So you tell me who won the election. There you go. So in my belief, I don't think the prophecy people were wrong. Biden did win the election. It was stolen by the devil and the evil people, so it was stolen. So in reality, they were right. Biden did
to
win.
To a point. Wait a minute. Stop. No, absolutely not. This is something I know about a little bit better. When a man prophesizes and says he will remain in the White
remain
House.
Remain in the White House.
He will remain in the
That's
White House.
Different.
That is a false statement, and you have to go and read all these things that I've read. And I'm not getting on my wife. We will not put out false information.
Right.
No, I do not stick up for them. Yes, if they prophesied correctly, they would have said, but the election will be stolen from him.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Father
that
wouldn't
could
have been.
Get,
the
exactly.
Father would not have given them partial information. And yet they continue on and don't even come in and tell
you. Yeah, they don't even.
Correction.
They think Trump's coming up with something going to magically.
Yeah, and
that's. And I don't think
that is the point
happen.
Of this program. And folks, I'm not raising my voice to her. I'm just raising it. Period. That is the point of this program today, folks. Is get you to wake up to reality. The reality is Biden is sitting in the president's seat. He's signing things while he's just a puppet. And we really think we have it nailed down to who's feeding him information in lieu of Obama is Susan Rice, because she has a top job of an advisorship right next to him. But the point of the matter is Biden is in the president's office. Get that through your head. Quit saying that Trump's the president. He is not the president. President Trump, I believe him. His own words say he is not the president currently in office, and that he's talking about, and he, why would he be talking about running in 2024? And that's another thing. Before we talk about somebody running in 2024, first we got to figure out how to get rid of those machines.
Right, because it ain't going to change anything. They got away with it. If they don't figure out how to stop election fraud, then it's not, it's never going to be any different.
No, it's not. And so, again, the object thing today is me trying to snap these people out of things. You know, I know a lot of those guys are really good speakers that have prophesied for them to be in office, but you know, That isn't the reality. It isn't the reality. And even President Trump has said so. Not saying that there isn't going to be some kind of an overthrow or civil war that may change the fact. It will take something like that to get him out of office, because right now he legally has been sworn in. You know. So anyway, well, folks, we're going to go to break and we're going to come back and talk. And again, the object of this program today is to get you to snap to reality and to stop posting so much that is untrue, because you add to it when you keep posting all these false narratives and you get people's hopes up, like the false narrative was all along, trust the plan, Q. That got people to sit back and trust the plan and not do things that they could have done physically to change the way of the election. Anyway, tell them where they can find us and we'll come back.
You can find all the radio archives, all the updates about the Mission Church, and all of our contact information is at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
If God said, "In the Garden of Eden, the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Careful consideration of the following events gives us great insight as to the tactics used by Satan in an attempt to devour the servants of God. The serpent questioned Eve, "Hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" Eve, after reconfirming the fact that God had commanded that certain fruit not be eaten and that disobedience would result in death, was told by the serpent that disobedience would not result in death. "Ye shall not surely die." Truly, there is nothing new under the sun. Satan knows that the commandments of God are sure and that they stand fast forever and ever, yet he continues to persuade men to question those commandments. Hath God said, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy"? Yes, God did say that, and Satan knows that non-observance of the Sabbath day constitutes sin. He knows that the wages of sin is death, yet in an attempt to destroy man, he still persuades, "Ye shall not surely die." Each individual must choose whom they will serve. Those who believe the lies of Satan become the servants of sin. Those who believe God, the servants of righteousness. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
Pastor Dan and
Linda Catlin.
And you're listening to Size Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Oh, I better get that volume in one place and leave it so I don't get chewed out by the producer again. Anyway, folks, in this time of social and spiritual breakdown of American society, Yahweh is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world who are prepared to survive, to serve so that they can spread the gospel until Yeshua returns. The word of prepare is in safe havens around the world, such as the Ozarks. As we see the prophetic end times rapidly approaching us, we need to prepare with more intensity. Intentional Neighbors, or the Ark Haven Vision, is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and especially spiritually for these prophetic and tumultuous end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA has said it is one of the safest places on earth. The Intentional Neighbors concept allows Christians to own adjacent land and provide mutual aid to their neighbors, loving their neighbors as themselves. And it's not just saying, then the community is exploding, even with nurses, doctors, and other professionals. If you can't afford a house, you can even rent a house. Call 479-502-1789, 479-502-1789, or visit arkhaven.org. Even you can email uptogrove, that's E-P-T-E-G-R-O-V-E, /Kenneth at yahoo.com. And make sure you tell them that Pastor Dan sent you. Now, they really are wanting inquiries over there, and so, folks, I encourage you. This may be something you want, because this is going to get worse. The evil is upon us, and that's what I'm trying to warn you of. And I'm not saying, thus saith the Lord, but you should be able to just look at the internet and see all the evil around you. And while we are to love our neighbors as ourselves, is it easy to love your neighbor when they're, you know, a screaming banshee that lives next door or something?
Yeah, I'm supposed to, yeah. It's awful hard to do, but...
So what's it mean? Let's go like this. Love your neighbors as yourself. In other words, you're supposed to treat them fairly and as you would want to be treated. But here's the thing. When Yeshua was even saying those words, he was speaking among fellow Jews, you know. But we are to love our neighbors as ourselves. And we're supposed to pray for our enemies. That's pray for our enemies to come to salvation.
Right.
That's the point. But, yes, we're supposed to love our neighbors as ourselves. But a neighbor is somebody that is supposed to be like-minded. But the point is, it's really hard. These people are being called out and a lot of people have nowhere to go. I strongly suggest if you are do feel like you're being called out, call Arcaden, call Kenneth Updegrove at 479-502-1789 or visit arcaden.org, and the email address is over there. Visit with them and see if it's for you. If you can't afford to buy or rent a house or build a house, you can even rent a place. And they'll teach you survival techniques, and you can it's just really, really a good thing. Thousands of people are coming here. They're treating people with herbal medicines and things, as was done on the radio program last week. And also, there's multiple nurses over there. So there's healthcare people over there. But there's other professionals that are moving there themselves. And they're also blessing their neighbors over there. So they're not being treated as a cult or any such thing. So check them out. I really do mean check them out, because I have always said, ever since I started this radio program, that you need to be out of the major cities and either in a small town or living in the country, because the big cities is the hot spot where it's all going to be at. Have you seen from the summer where the riots, where were all the riots at?
California or Washington and Pennsylvania.
Let me ask you a different
in
way.
In the Democratic state.
Okay, well, let me ask you a different kind of way. Were they out in the country?
No, they were in the cities.
That's what I'm talking about.
Where they could get all the free merchandise.
There you go. And get all the free merchandise. So there you go. So like I'm saying, it isn't a question. And there was some riots, but they were very short-lived, because they burnt down a Quick Trip in Wichita, Kansas.
Well, they didn't burn it down. I went by there and looked. I said they destroyed it, but they already had it back up and running very shortly after, so they must have just broke all the windows and raided it. I don't know exactly what happened. Your sister lives a little bit down from them. She was scared to even go over there, and I told her not to because she don't need to be going over there. But, yeah, I don't know to the extent of what it was, but they did raid a Quick Trip in Wichita.
And they set it on fire.
And they shut down Douglas for a while, too. Somebody came by the church and said they was down protesting on Douglas. They wouldn't let traffic through or anything.
So while Kansas is technically listed as a conservative state, and we did go for Trump, we do have and all of the legislators in Topeka are all conservatives, but we have, like a lot of problems, and I've seen this, we have a governor who is a Democrat. Now, I don't know quite how that happened, but think about that. There a lot of these Democratic states that made up these new rules and everything at election time, they did have a strong legislator of Republicans in there, but they didn't control their Democratic governors, and that's what happened. But anyway, and kudos to Arizona, because the legislators are still fighting there to get the a forensic analysis of those voting machines. Now, let's move on from that. Okay. Now, we were talking about Facebook, right? Okay. Facebook is openly conspiring with the FBI to punish Trump supporters for wrongdoing, to get back at conservatives for during a protest in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. Well, go ahead.
Any Facebook user who even just discusses the events that took place at the Capitol while logged in could end up being paid a visit by the FBI as Mark Zuckerberg's social media platform ramps up its snitching operations. Though through this action, the social media giant is acting as a de facto intelligence collecting arm of the U.S. government, writes Matt Argus, the Free Thought Project. Free Thought Project.
I don't understand why that was tongue-tied, the Free Thought Project. But Facebook is more than willing to hand over information to the FBI. Of course, they're all working together. We already knew the FBI was corrupt. Now, there is a shadow presidency going on, and I believe Susan Rice is calling the shots, this one man Greeno says. And go ahead, read this a little bit.
Susan Rice is a top confidant of the President Barack Obama, has been given the title White House Domestic Policy Council Director, really. Former Acting Director of National Intelligence Richard Gernal called that a joke. Rice is the one calling the shots in Washington today, not Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. Colonel said Monday on Fox News. Look, I've said it before, but I think it's wrong repeating. It's worth repeating. She's been given a portfolio as a domestic policy. We all know that that's a joke, General.
He said.
Colonel said. Though Rice lacks experience in domestic policy, Colonel said she's run the national security portfolio and certainly can run the U.S. portfolio. She knows the State Department and certainly wants to be the Secretary of State, so there's no question that she's running domestic and foreign policy.
And that wasn't U.S. portfolio. That's United Nations.
Oh, portfolio. U.N. portfolio, yeah.
Yeah, and that, there's a difference. So the point is we can all tell by looking at him when he signs things, he's even said during a video, I don't know what I'm signing, and he's just signing whatever's put in front of him. Now, I believe he's an empty shell or whatever, but here's the point. It all goes back to that. There's globalists that are running things. America has basically been lost. One guy said that President Trump would be the last American president. That could be true in the sense that I don't feel like this is America anymore. We have been taken over.
Right, but how could it be true when Biden's already been inaugurated as the 46th president, so that means he's already made it to the 46th presidency.
Right, and in the sense of looking at it like this, if it was a real coup and it was planned by globalists and the election was stolen, this would not be America right now. It's technically something run by somebody else.
Right, and that's what
so
happened.
He would be, and that's actually what happened.
Right.
And so.
And it could be also that he doesn't make the four-year term, so that would be, there wouldn't be a 46th president if he doesn't do full term, right?
My point is I think prophecy is going to start speeding up. You know, what I'm trying to do is prepare folks that, you know, you're fixing to live in a police state. It's not going to go back to normal.
No.
You know, I hear all these people saying, oh, what the end times, I want Jesus or Yeshua to come. Well, then you have to accept the reality that the tribulation is going to come before he comes.
And here's a new tidbit I heard on the radio today on the news. I know it's news and who can trust it, but there is a new coronavirus that is, they found three cases of, and I think it's at Africa, I'm pretty sure it was. And it spreads faster and easier and kills more people than the one we just got done dealing with. So there you have it. Here we go again.
Right. And it could be true or it could be false.
Right, because it's on the radio news.
Yeah, and the radio news is pumped in by, it's like most of the media.
All the media, right.
It's all being done by a couple of sources.
Right.
And I'll do a program maybe next week or sometime soon we'll do one, or I'll break it down. I'll show you who all owns the company and where they get their information from. And it all really comes from one source.
Right.
And it comes from, part of it is the AP. And everybody thinks, well, there's different sources. No, they're not. They always say, well, why is it the news? They seem to be all talking the same thing. Well, they are talking the same thing.
Because it all comes from the same.
And it all comes from the same starting off point source. And like it used to be, all these different companies across the nation used to be bought by different people. Even like radio stations, you go, oh, well, you switch to KFDI or this station or that station. But actually, it's a conglomerate. They're all owned. Even the rock and roll stations and KFDI and all that are owned by one place.
Well, reporters actually used to go out and get their news and make their own reports, and every station had a different version of their own report. But yeah, you're right. They're all exactly the same now. So what, they just copy off one?
It's called The Wire.
So they don't have to go out. So they don't have to go out and do the work.
Okay, it's not so they don't have to. It's because that's what their bosses say.
Ah.
It isn't that they don't want to do the work. And the point is, they're doing the work of somebody to comment on the news instead of report the news.
Right.
And there's a difference. They call that a pundit. Okay, we've got to get this one really done.
Okay.
And, folks, this is why I think things aren't going to go back to the same. It's going to take something major to change it. A terrifying new bill in Congress would eliminate the possibility of turning America around in 2024 or 28 or ever again. Now, this was before put out by Michael Snyder, who you folks know, comes on this radio program a lot, and we'll have him back soon. So if Go ahead.
Okay, where
start right
okay
there.
Have you heard about the H.R. 1? If not, I would urge you to read the text of the bill immediately. It is called the For the People Act, and you can find it right here. The text of the bill specifically states that Congress has the ultimate supervisory power over federal elections. Really. But, of course, anyone that is familiar with what the U.S. Constitution actually says knows that that is not true. The states are supposed to have final authority over their own election laws, and H.R. 1 is a blatant attempt to usurp that authority. Unfortunately, in the aftermath of the riot at the Capitol Hill, U.S. Capitol, there are very few politicians in Washington that still have a willingness to stand for the election integrity. H.R. 1 is almost certainly going to get through the House of Representatives, and it has a really good chance of getting through the Senate as well.
It's good. The House is going to pass. Senate, it'll pass too, because even if the only way it couldn't pass in the Senate, it would mean that one Democrat senator would have to vote against it. That's not going to happen. Go ahead.
If this legislation is approved, then it will fundamentally change the nature of our federal elections forever, and not in a good way. I do not think that Tucker Carlson was exaggerating by very much at all when he warned that Democrats will control the federal government for decades if H.R. 1 becomes law. Democrats will control the federal government for decades or more if a sweeping new proposal touted as comprehensive government reform becomes law, Tucker Carlson said on Monday. Carlson warned that many dangers of the H.R. 1 for the People Act, a nearly 800-page bill sponsored by Maryland Democratic John Sarbanes of Baltimore. In the essence, this bill would make elections all over the county just like
country,
just like elections in California. If that statement sounds terrifying to you, that is because it is terrifying.
So, here's the deal. We have nothing in our power to stop this. Nothing. And once this happens, I don't care, there's nobody going to be able to run for election and win unless they want them to win.
Right. Democrats introduced the same bill last year, but it died in the Republican-controlled Senate. But now Democrats control the Senate, and they just need a handful of Senate Republicans to go along with them so that they can overcome any potential filibuster. The following comes from Zero Hedge.
I'll read it. In the House, Democrats have revived sweeping election reform legislation that died in Senate during the previous session, hoping now they can browbeat enough Republicans to go along with them. They're going to have the numbers. If it happens, the grand old party of Abraham Lincoln might as well disband, because Republicans would never have any hope of regaining congressional majority or controlling the White House under the rules that H.R. 1 would put in place. Now, this is bound to happen, and we talked about it, and I didn't even know there was a bill that existed of it, but this is part of what's in it. Internet-only registration with electronic signature submission, banning the requirement to provide a full Social Security number for voter registration, nationwide voter registration. That means if you get a driver's license, you're registered to vote. 16-year-olds required to be registered to vote. Nationwide same-day registration. Grants, $25 million for using minors in election activities. More children voters. Prohibiting attempts to clear voter rolls of non-residents. Murderers and rapers can vote. Mandatory early voting. And the big one, national vote-by-mail ban on ballot protection measures and legalized limitless ballot harvesting. And as I told you before, they can also print out their own on your home computer. You can print out your vote. You can print it out.
And ballot harvesting, does that mean making up like dead people ballots?
No. What ballot harvesting is that they go door to door, knock on the door, and say, "Hey, are you want to vote?" You know, and same day registration. No, I'm not registered to vote. Well, here, register to vote. Now let me take your ballot. And they're not even checking signatures and things, but the point is who's to stop that person that came to the door and got your ballot? Oh, well, that's a that's a Republican and just throw it in the trash. And so they ballot harvest. You know, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Going out and getting votes. What it's supposed to be, you're supposed to show up and get votes.
Right.
Not them coming to your house and tracking you down to get you to register. Or, you know, how many ballots can you print out at home? Let's see. Otherwise, they had to even with the mail-in ballots, they had to mail them to you, and there was some kind of little bit of tracking or whatever, but there's no tracking when these people just sit here on a home computer and go, okay, boom, here's 20.
But they'd all be in the same name.
Well, it's easier for people to, and they don't, did you not watch all the things? They didn't check them, and then they threw them away, and they didn't let, you know, it's bogus. We'll never win another election. Never win another election, let alone without all the aliens that come in and they're fixing
things. Yeah.
People want to know why they ain't got their $1,400 check yet, because there are some Republicans that are trying to drag it and stop it, because in that bill is the right for illegal aliens to vote.
Right.
So if you get your $1,400 check, unless they change it, guess what? You just let your $1,400 is going to be your marking of
your last right to vote.
Yeah, well, it will be in it, the illegals to vote. You have to come to the reality, folks, that this nation has been lost. Maybe we'll gain it back. I don't see the pathway for that. I'm told, you know, by prophets like Dimitri Dudeman, that there will be people that fight against the government. And then at that time, destruction will come. We also have George Washington had a vision that said that America would stand, but first by an invasion. And so these things are happening. You have to deal in reality and what's in front of you and what you can grasp. Pray. Be about the Father's business. He will protect you, whether you're called to move off to a community, if you are a real believer, if you really believe in Yeshua. You will be called to do certain things, so pray about it. Anyway, so what are we doing over there at the Wichita Mission Church? We've got about 4 minutes.
Well, I was blessed with an extra little bit of money this month, so I went and you found the hamburger. It was $2.18 a pound, but I got 10 rolls, so that's a month. That's it's 8 days a month, so that's a month and a week.
Right, so that's a blessing. But and I still think we need to catch up on some vegetables. But just because we have vegetables and we have meat, what about, don't we have to have things to serve it on and all that?
Yeah, plates and forks, and we need coffee cups and lids, and all the stuff that goes with it.
Right. And so while we're preparing that food, let's see, we got an electric stove over there, and we got lights above us. We got to pay the lights.
Yeah,
right?
Electric, water, gas.
Yeah, just like everybody else, internet over there, and so on and so forth. So what we're saying, folks, is we do need your support. We do need your support. And also, if guess what? If you don't want to help with the poor, we need you to support Talk Radio. Last week or last couple of weeks, I had lost connections with my guests because all of a sudden I couldn't hear them. I'm hoping that the little bit of equipment that I was able to buy this week from somebody sent me a donation, that it cures it. We'll find out when I have Joel Richardson on with me in an hour from now. I'm going to be talking with Joel, and Joel's the same guy that we were talking, and I lost over half of his radio program.
You guys are going to pick that show back up today? Or?
Yeah, we're going to pick it up.
Sinai
to Zion.
Zion.
The triumphant return of the Lord Yeshua HaMashiach. And it's really amazing it's really actually common sense when you look at what the scriptures say. But you have to read the Old Testament too, of course. Quit laughing. Anyway, it spans out how he does return and he marches to Jerusalem. You know, he frees the Jews. That's exactly what he does. But then again, he also frees the world from the Antichrist and so on and so forth. But it's going to be a really amazing time.
Yeah, that kind of sounds on like what's going on, right?
Well, this time is coming about. And,
yeah.
And Israel right now, you're supposed to keep your eyes on Israel.
Israel
right now is close. If depending on what Biden does, Israel could take out Iran. Because they said if he lifts the sanctions on Iran, then Israel is going to attack Iran, because they're in the process of making nuclear weapons, and they said their whole goal is to wipe Israel off the map by 2030 or sooner. And so all of these things are going on, and the Middle East instantly heated up. And now with Biden in, we have thousands of people. We have people that have lost jobs and everything, and it's going to get worse.
He started a war the first day he was in office.
Right, and you know they're going to gas is going to go up, skyrocket.
Went
and
up
so
30
on.
Cents
so,
the first day he was in office.
First or second day?
Yeah.
I know it was up about.
It was $1.89 at Quick Trip for months and months and months, and then all of a sudden Biden takes off and it's $2.19.
Yeah, it's $2.19, and so. And that means a lot. See, that's why we need your support, too. I drive a big truck because going back and forth we do, it's 120 miles round trip to the Mission Church, and then I have to shag all over town for food things and or pickups. And so, you know, I on my truck probably put a couple of hundred miles on every Tuesday and Friday, and gas is expensive in that big truck. I get about 10 miles to a gallon or 11. But I drive an old
and
truck.
And mine's the same. Mine does. Our truck, both trucks get about the same exact mileage.
Right. And so, you know, we need your support. We really, really do. So pray about it. But in your personal life, be about the Father's business. Don't be sidetracked with false conspiracy theories and things. If you open your eyes and look, and above all, don't spread them. Be careful what you spread, and be careful who you talk to. And you've got to listen to talk radio and alternate sources. Get your head out of the regular media, because you're not going to find anything. You might find tidbits of truth over there, but not often, not often. And if you,
it used to be, if you hear it on the radio or hear it on the news, it's already done, happened too late.
Yeah, it is. It's still that way. You know, it's still that way. And we do. Now, listen, if they go to the Prophetic News Service, folks, and go over there, you'll see that I put out the latest and breaking articles at what's really, really important. So go to, if you haven't been to the prophecyhour.com, go over there and look at all the news. If you want to know what's going on, the latest breaking news, go put it to your head over there. You'll see tons and tons of the latest breaking articles. So, okay, how can they donate?
Okay, you can find all of our contact information. You can look, find all the radio program archives and all about the mission. Well, maybe not all about, but information on the Mission Church. And everything's over at our, what is it, our hub? It's prophecyhour.com.
It's over at prophecyhour.com. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, if you don't wish to help with the poor, consider a donation for Radio Airtime. It's not free, and donations keep us on the air. If you want us on the air, pray about a donation today. We really could use your help. So, you want to say anything before I get out of here?
Just shalom. Have a good week.
Okay, you must remember, folks, there's only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him is the only way to the Father, the only way. 3 days and three full nights, folks. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's praying for Yeshua's return. Lord our God, Father, King of the universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that, Father, you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would please, please be gracious to them and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
Shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for the Messiah's Branch.